This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wake up, everybody. Get up. It's Wednesday. It's almost 6:30. Half the day has already passed you by. Kind of.
Well, third of the day. Oh, no. More than a third of the day, right? Quarter of the day, right? First 6 hours of the day. Six times four is, quarter of the day.
And that's math.
You already wasted a quarter of the day sleeping.
Get up. Join us. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco, Dusty, Mac Morey with you as well. You can watch it, stream it, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, whatever you want to do. Go to the page on YouTube, like it, subscribe. Goes to the top of your screen. You have to scroll. Boom. Best damn looking faces on this radio station.
Well, come on. We're not competing with a lot here. I mean, let's be honest.
Keep them humble. I'll tell you what, man. Giannis is a lot stronger than I am.
Giannis should have kicked that dude's ass last night.
Was Mr. Halliburton Sr.
Yeah, Mr. Douchebag.
If you missed the video, the Pacers would win in overtime by a point, and then middle of the court, I kid you not, about half court, about where the coaches go, and they get really pissed off. Senior Halliburtano is right in Giannis's face, trolling, talking, doing everything he can to get punched in the face. And Giannis kind of pulls back, gets some help, they separate. And then later on, they meet up again, and they're forehead to forehead. And Giannis still refuses to go after him like he probably could. And there's no secret what would happen if they were to just let him go at it. But like this... Look, I know the NBA is going to take this as a win because it's action and it's controversy.
Oh,
and
it's great.
It's here at 6:22 on a Kansas City radio show.
Yeah, it's great.
But I mean, like, if anybody thinks that Giannis is in the wrong, I think that you have to like go back and check yourself, because there are people before, and I was talking to Mac about this as well. There are people before that when like fans storm the court and they taunt an athlete, they're like, hey, once you're on their domain, like, anything goes.
Yeah,
like
if you get walloped
because you're trying to antagonize the tiger might bite.
It's like if you go into the ocean and you get bit by a shark and you wonder why, that's their domain. That's their habitat. They're going to bite you if you're in there. You go onto a field or a court or the ice, and God forbid you go onto the ice at hockey.
Wouldn't recommend it.
I wouldn't recommend it either. No, you deserve to be pummeled. And this guy was taunting from the baseline, right, with a big banner that had his son's picture on it.
His son's face.
And then goes out onto the court after the game and then continues it afterwards. And you're right, Giannis, man, like, that guy did everything he possibly could to not punch somebody. And he also realizes, too, that he's probably going to get traded this offseason. There could be more money in it for him. So you don't want to do anything stupid, you know, to kind of ruin and to jeopardize that. But I look at what went on with that yesterday, and I just keep thinking about parents ruin sports at every level. Like, it doesn't matter what level sport your child is playing. There are parents out there that are trying to ruin that sport for those kids. And, you know, you see it at the younger levels, too. These parents that are trying to live vicariously through their sons and daughters. And then as they, you know, they kind of move up to that overbearing parent. And the kids don't want that. They don't want you as an overbearing parent to be doing stuff like that. They just want you to watch the game. And that's the way that I approach it now with my daughter in high school. I just sit there and watch the game. My wife, I can't speak for her. She yells a lot. But I think from my standpoint, it's always been just let the kids play. It's not about us. It's not about the parents. And your kids' team advanced, beating one of the great players in the world. They had a nice game. It was a fun ending. And the whole story of the game now, which is why we're talking about it, not because of the game, nobody cares, but because you went out there on the court and made an ass of yourself. And everybody can relate to that, because everybody's either A, been a parent or been a kid and had seen parents act like that. And you know how embarrassing that is for the kid. Like, think about your son, because even after the game, Halliburton's like, dude, Pops is in the wrong. Like, it was that bad. Like, son is going after Pops after the game. And so you can't do that kind of stuff, man. Like, you're a parent out there at any level. You can't be a jackass or a jackassette. Like, you have to behave yourself at these games, because when you act like an ass, your kid's embarrassed, man. You're embarrassing your kids when you do that kind of stuff. They just want to play sports and have fun, and parents are now ruining it on every level. I mean, Dion probably ruined his kid a little bit, too. A year ago, they're parading Shedeur Sanders around saying he ain't going to go to teams that we don't like and we don't feel comfortable with, and he ends up in Cleveland? That's the only team that would take him? So, like, parents ruin things for kids all the time, and Halliburton's dad's out there doing that kind of stuff last night. He should have gotten his ass kicked.
It was close. It was very close, and from all the guys to poke the bear of. And again, the apple didn't fall far from the tree, because Halliburton's kind of that same dude, right? Like, we saw in the series earlier, he was using a ref to kind of, like, shield him between, I forget who he was arguing with in that game. It was Dame Lillard. And Dame wasn't even playing because he, you know, missed the series due to injury. Dame's over there talking. And
he
the ref
for
gets
a
in the
year
middle.
Now, isn't he?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, Achilles, I mean, maybe go to Rogers' doctor.
Father time is now what Dame time is.
Yeah, he's done.
But, no, I mean, look, it's one of those things, like, I don't know if it's because it's so close to each other, the fan-athlete separation in the NBA, but we've now seen Anthony Edwards, we've now seen Luka Doncic, we've now seen Giannis, and it's all fan-related.
Mm-hmm.
And it's and maybe there's this in the NFL, but it's just like there's so much going on
in
the NFL.
Did you see in the UFL that player in St. Louis go up into the stands and slap the fan over the weekend?
What?
Did not see that.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. He's
not a lot of UFL.
Well, I mean,
I didn't see it on X.
On
either.
X. I went, oh, I've seen the game. Yeah, right, yeah. I just saw it on guy. X. Like, this guy was.
Bob's Battlehawks.
Yeah, right. This guy was talking trash. Shockingly, somebody in St. Louis doing something they shouldn't have been doing. Nice people over there.
Your bingo card is hit there.
Hit, yeah.
St. Louis shot.
Yeah. Well, Cody's next. Is he here yet?
Oh, no.
What the hell was that?
And so, like, this guy, like, you know, the fans taunting the player out of the fan, and player get into it. The player slaps the fan.
Whoa.
And then the other guy tries to, you know, hold me back and all that kind of stuff. It didn't amount to anything.
You gotta see the other guy.
But I'll tell you what, man, like a ticket to a game is not a license to behave like a jerk.
Nope.
It just isn't. And so if you behave that way and a player goes back after you, I'm all in favor of the player. If you do something as a fan where you're sitting courtside, if you're, you know, if you're racist, if you're sexist, if you're nasty, if you're just crude, rude, and socially unacceptable, you get onto the court, you do something that prompts that, that's not on the player. You're trying to entice the player to do something so you can get street cred for 5 minutes on social media. Be like, oh, look what I did. Hey, you ought to get your ass kicked. All these fans that are taunting these players right now should get their ass kicked when they come onto the floor, come near the court and do something like that. Now, sometimes you got to be the bigger person as a player, but we don't know how far Anthony Edwards was pushed. We don't know how far this guy was pushed or that guy
far
was pushed.
Far enough he had to give his size out.
Right, exactly. So yeah. Was this going on all night and he just got like sick and tired of it? Like fans need to behave better. And it's only getting worse because of gambling. I mean, we're seeing people lose their bets and lose their minds and attack players on social media and whatnot. Like it's time for like a come to Jesus for all these fans and realize you don't have the right to go after players, man. It is a sport. And if you put money on something and you lost, that's on you. And if your son does something good, stay in your seat.
Text line doing the Lord's work. That was Samson Nakua who went into the stands.
Yes.
So familiar Puka's, last name.
Puka's brother.
You don't mess with the Nakuas, man.
Yeah.
And Jimmy and Jey Uso.
Yeah, it was Puka's brother.
That guy awesome. Yeeted and found out, man. What were you saying? I said you're a B. Hold on.
Wait 1 second.
I told you you wouldn't say it again.
Yeah, he slapped the dude.
Chris. but no, I mean, watching that game last night, obviously it was interesting. You know, you had that game, you had the Knicks game that was very interesting. Now it is 3-2, or it's
3-2 back to Detroit.
Back to Detroit, where they just go out and injure people, right? That's like MO for Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
No, Detroit's fantastic. Yeah. They're a physical team, just like New York, but they're great, man. They should. This series should be over. But
how much of that is because you have a huge man crush on Cade Cunningham?
I love Cade Cunningham, so but I love Carl Anthony Towns.
Cat.
Yeah,
that
I
shot
love that
he hit last night towards the end to tie it.
Incredible.
That was from Brooklyn.
He's hit shots
all. Has he revamped his career just being in New York?
I mean, I thought he did it last year when he defended Giannis. They went to the WCF. He's a huge part of that. He always gets hate. You know, he's a little charming soft sometimes. He's a whiner, but he hits huge shots, and he can be tough, and he can get gritty sometimes. He guarded the best player in the world last year.
And we might get Celtics-Knicks next round? That'll get the blinds. That has to get the blinds open.
Oh, yeah, that'll get the blinds open.
Because now you're closer and closer. You're getting more serious.
Yeah, but I just wish it was like the Eastern Conference Finals.
I know, me too.
No doubt.
I really do. Like, if that's an Eastern Conference Finals, let's get your popcorn ready.
But that's like that's a hell of a divisional series.
It is.
You know, that's like, it could be like the 13-second game.
I know, but that's where I was going to go. It's like Buffalo, Kansas City in the wild card round or the divisional round.
Yeah,
like,
divisional
this is supposed to be a championship round. We're never supposed to be in the wild card against each other. We're never supposed to be in the divisional round against each other.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the AFC championship game. And New York and Boston, no matter what age you are, is the biggest rivalry in the country when it comes to cities. That those teams need to be playing on the biggest stage, not like the matinee on a Wednesday. You know, like just not like that's kind of how I feel about that. I wish it was for the Eastern Conference Finals. The NBA needs to fix that.
I just need to see that Celtic green and that Nick White and tip off. And I'm there. Because, I mean, this Detroit Knicks series has been nuts.
It's been amazing.
Last night's game from the tip, no pun intended, was amazing. And then it, you know, they hit that, what is it? They have Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart on the bench watching the team just
last minute
dissipate.
And a half.
And doesn't call a timeout.
Like, players on the floor.
Can somebody
Tibbs,
explain
man?
That to me?
Tibbs could.
I'm not a basketball fan in any stretch, but tell me I couldn't coach that team.
No, it's insane. The two games they've lost have been because of him not calling a timeout.
I mean, you got your two best players just sitting
there.
Sitting
in the court.
I mean, to think that he's going to make a rational decision, look at his hair. I mean, we got Homer Simpson's hairstyle in real life. Like, the Simpsons have called it. Tibbs' hair is the three strands on the top of the head and then nothing. But he keeps it alive. Not only that, if you're a player for the Knicks, and I don't know if this like overshines your coach, you gotta like just make a foul, like just foul somebody,
just call the timeout yourself.
100%.
At that point in time, like whoever the captain of that team is, whether it's Ewing or you know Dave DeBuscher, call that timeout.
Oakley would have fouled somebody.
Oakley would have punched somebody like get back in the game, clock. Right? Like I don't know, man. Like that stuff is. Beyond
they're
me,
just sitting
like,
there.
Bonkers.
You
like
know.
The basketball IQ is, I think, lower than like football IQ, baseball IQ, hockey IQ. I watch these college guys just launch shots that they have no business taking.
Yep.
They all think they're Karl Anthony Towns from the logo last night.
That,
nobody in college can make that shot. Stop trying to do that. And then Thibodeau out there yesterday going, I got my two best guys over here scratching their ass in front of a scorer's table.
10-4.
To me, it made me think in my head, like, you know, obviously doing the sports thing at the same time, which can get a little like not healthy, but I'm thinking like football terms, what would this would be like? And it'd be
like, Mahomes standing over there.
And I took Mahomes out of it. Cause yes. I'm glad you brought that up, but it's like, you're running the 2-minute drill and you've got Worthy and Kelsey on the sideline and you've got like Noah Gray and Justin Watson out there. And you're like, you can't get him in because you don't have a dead ball.
Who's the quarterback? Is it Matt Moore at that point in time, or who's that other guy?
It's still Mahomes, but it's like, he needs his two best weapons on the field and they're just running. It's like, clock it. Like, foul.
Yeah, do
call
something.
Call timeout. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, draw. Then, of course, right to your text with you, Drew and I. Of course, doesn't get the players in. Calls timeout finally. 49 seconds left. 47. Draws a play. Swish.
Great three.
And you
great
see the
play.
Knicks fan as a kid being like, oh, my God.
Yeah, the kid. Like, the kid's reaction. I love the kid reactions.
Oh,
like, they're seeing that kind of stuff. They're still innocent and they think it's real. It's outstanding, you know. It's so much fun to see the fans or the other fan reaction when they don't do something. Because there was one guy in the crowd that was complaining. You could see behind Tibbs at the end of the game last night.
Yes. I love the new trend that every fan that says the review. Review. Review.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's kind of like everything. Whenever you see a flag,
holding.
Now it's just review.
Or every
review.
Football fan just goes like this every time, every play.
Yep, exactly.
And they just go like that.
Awesome. The finger twirls.
Or in soccer now, it's the VAR. Get the VAR out.
Oh, is that
VAR.
It? Okay.
That's gotcha. Yeah, that's
and then for
do.
Us, at like parties, it's the Seinfeld.
Yeah, banging the head. Oh my God, this guy won't leave me alone. But to bring it kind of back, you know, we're watching this game last night, and my wife says to me,
four eyes on the NBA.
Well, she had like maybe one open. It was kind of, you know, again, we were trying to sleep throughout all of this. And she goes, oh, they just don't play defense in the NBA. I go, enough. Like, stop. What did you just say?
I just said Jenny.
Oh. Are we sure that's what he said? I'm like, stop, please just stop. Like, to me, that is the biggest sports myth Is there a bigger sports myth than they don't play defense in the NBA?
Would you say that holding happens on every play?
I mean, fine, I
guess.
That's
the only thing I can think of.
The only thing?
Because they're like, well, holding happens on every single play. They just don't call it. I'm like, does it happen on every single play?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do we know that for a fact?
I mean, ask any offensive lineman. They'll probably tell you, yeah, I held on every play.
But I mean, do we know that? Like, where's that on the all 22? Here's the offensive line.
Here's the hold.
No hold. Like, where's the circles? Like, I don't know. That was one I thought about.
What else is out there from like a sports myth standpoint that people just believe? Because everybody, for the most part, yeah, draft grades are exactly. But no, but honestly, like she said that to me last night, and I'm like, I got irrationally mad because, again, I'm not a basketball fan, but I covered the Spurs for 2 years. I sat courtside for 2 years watching the NBA up close and personal, right? What are you doing that for?
Flex.
No, it's not a flex. It was my job, so right?
To the wife, it's a flex. Like, well, yeah. That's the definition.
Okay.
It's not like, it doesn't always have to be like an egregious, like exalted flex. You can just be like, hey, you don't think there's defense. Here's how I'm going to come at you with it. So that's what I'm saying.
And so I sat there for 2 years and watched this league as close as I am to you. And I watched these dudes bust their ass on the defensive side of the floor because that was the biggest myth. And then I saw it for 2 years in person. These guys play defense. Stop saying the NBA doesn't play defense.
Did you and Mac have like a Freaky Friday, like where you switch bodies?
You just hear these sports myths over the years. Like, stop telling me college basketball is better than the NBA. Oh, it is not on any level better than the NBA. You like newspaper thrown up in the air and waving wheat and rock chalking it up. You like that, right? Like, that doesn't happen in the NBA. You like all that stuff. The play is nowhere near. It might as well be baseball versus another sport when you're talking college versus the NBA. But, I mean, my God, that is the biggest sports myth in the world for me. And I don't know that there's anything that even comes closer to that. And you guys can weigh in what your biggest sports myth is, that maybe Babe Ruth is the best baseball player of all time now that we got Shohei Ohtani. I don't know. But, like, it was just like, oh, my God, stop. Just please stop with the NBA doesn't play defense. That is such a tired, lame, wrong piece of commentary.
From the 816, biggest myth in sports that the WWE is scripted. It's real to me. It's still real to me, damn it. No, I mean, it's there's no secret that the NBA is clearly divided into two different competition levels. There's the regular season, and then there's NBA playoffs.
It's completely different.
There's a reason why people say the NBA playoffs are one of the best around, because
every sport, though, is like that in the playoffs now.
Yeah, minus the NFL. Like, NFL, you could be week three and be locked into a game that goes down on the wire. You're like, that was awesome.
Yeah, okay.
And that's you're going to see that game in week four. You're going to see a game like that in week five.
I figured you were talking like intensity level, because that intensity level does ramp up in the playoffs for NFL and in baseball and in hockey and in basketball. Like, the playoffs are a different beast, man.
More physical, more intense.
That's why we got to get rid of the regular season.
Shorten it.
Seriously,
let's go.
Like, in all these, you know?
It's just, it's this, the human being aspect of it. Like, when you realize that, like, okay, like, we're going for the prize, and if we lose, we're done. Our season's over.
Right, is why with the regular season, we're not playing for anything today.
Biggest myth in sports is that Drew Nixon thinks he can break 100 at Augusta. Well done.
That's really good.
Well done.
Or that Steven Spector thinks he can get a hit off of Mariano Rivera. Yeah. That's another good one.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Our guy Kramer thought he could catch 100 pop flies, 100 for 100?
100 for 100.
100 for 100.
100 for 100. Wouldn't miss one.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the jugs machine.
I don't know, Dusty, you came up with the hypothetical. Were you just saying, was it jugs machine?
Yeah, just popping up in the air.
I mean, I like the confidence, but you're not, I don't even know that a major leaguer would go 100 for 100. There'd be one that goes off to the right or some of the machine malfunctions or you trip. Yeah. Or like that guy last night, you still catch it, but.
Biggest recent myth in sports is Chiefs get bailed out by refs in clutch moments.
Oh, great one. You get the day. How do we not have that right
Seriously,
away?
Seriously, great one. Gosh, I feel stupid for not getting that one.
Do you want to read Jen's text
That's
on the
That's
the
only reason you get stupid?
Oh. Oh, yeah, this is a good text for you.
All right.
660, NBA sucks and they don't play defense, Bobby. You're wrong.
Bobby.
Ginny, Bobby.
There's one, Jen.
Gosh, yeah, That's too bad, man. You're wrong, 660.
You're wrong. You're just flat out wrong. I just explained to you how you're wrong. Yeah. And you're still, they don't play defense. So what if they don't play defense? And if they didn't play, when was the last time you tuned into a game in any sport for defense? Bueller? Tell you what, can't wait to go to the Royals game tonight. Watch them play defense.
Yeah.
Well, that's all you can watch, really.
Well, yes, but maybe bad. Can't wait to go to the Chiefs game tonight, watch them play defense. To hell with that Mahomes.
Yeah, 10-3.
That offense. Let's go out there and win this thing 10-3. Yeah.
You would kick.
I love defensive football.
Perfect scenario for this. Four of your friends are at the tailgate getting ready to walk in. Somebody like me goes, all right, what are you ready to see? Mac goes, I'm ready to see Kelsey just go ham. 10 catches, 180 yards, 2 touchdowns. Bob, I'm ready to see Xavier Worthy take one over the top. Kramer's in the huddle for some reason. I'm ready to see, you know, Isaiah Pacheco run somebody over. Here comes some random Joe. You know what I'm ready to see? Chris Jones' pressure rate. Get out.
And see, again, you're complaining that they don't play defense. You're not going to a game to watch defense, but yet that's what everybody wants to say about the NBA. That's their excuse for why the NBA is, well, they don't play defense.